Oh. The boss said we gotta go to work.
Ready? It's 8:30 on the clock here Wednesday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, 2014. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open meeting and access posted behind the media table. Attendance by observation.
Jurgens, I don't want you to get fined.
Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byers, Sitzer. Actually, I recant Lytle. He's probably en route. So actually, attendance, Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Byers, and Sitzer. Lytle is currently absent. Next, I need approval or disapproval of the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Hill. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. Six in favor. Again, Lytle is absent. Next, approval or disapproval of minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Approved. Seconded by Dorn. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0 to approve. Again, Lytle is absent. I hear him. Next would be comments of the public request for future agenda items related to Board of Equalization. Somebody comes in. We'll go back and we'll go over and what we have for the assessor's office.
I don't have anything new today, so I just want to wish everybody Merry Christmas and a very blessed new year.
And the same to you and all of your office.
Somebody else has something they want to discuss?
I'll open it up. Should we be looking or any sort of planning or crunching the numbers in expectation of any changing in valuation? Where, as far as ag land valuation, there's a lot of chatter up north about doing that. Should we be looking at running some calculator to speculate, if you will, about how that may affect us? Just for a look-see, is there any merit in doing that? What are they discussing in the assessor arena?
There is going to be an increase in ag land. I think they're still working on the numbers, though, as far as what percentage. I know Patty and Bob have looked at some stuff. They have a couple of options of what to do, but they're still... Patty's still going to work with the state a little bit, see if we can keep it as low as we can, but you're still looking at...
Any comments on the discussion of going from 75 to 65% and what that would take? Obviously, they'd have to go through the legislature. That'd take a couple of years for that to come into effect. And
we haven't heard anything.
Nothing.
If it's going to go down that low. So, as far as I know, it's still that 69 to 75% range, so...
I can't even imagine. I'm obviously not in the legislature anymore, but I want to support all my ag land owners. I am one. But going to 65% and the effect that will have on the rest of the residential property and commercial property in this state would be absolutely huge. And I'm very opposed to that.
You know, at NACO, you talk to some of those men and women that are supervisors or commissioners in other counties, and they're high 90s. As far as a taxable valuation being from ag land, how would that affect the school districts and public services and things like that? It'll be interesting. Hopefully there'll be a lot of number crunching before there's any serious movement in that direction, because there'll be a ripple effect.
Was there any discussion at NACO this time relative to those issues?
There was not any specific meeting or anything that they, you know, did. They talked a lot about it when Governor-elect Ricketts was there. He mentioned that predominantly in his speech that's going to be his number one priority is valuations and going forward in this session. Now, whether or not they will get anything done or not or what, but, you know, like Matt said, some of these counties that have 90% ag land and 10%, that – lowering that will, proportionately, it won't affect them quite as much because they don't have as much, you know, city. It's the ones like, I guess, maybe more like us or that are more towards the 50% range. If you start adjusting one or the other, then you really affect the other one, you know, where you get somebody like a Douglas County or Sarpy County where they're predominantly residential, yeah. It won't affect them as much either, but... The biggest thing when they talk about it is education. What will it do to the financing for the schools and all of that? Because that that will have quite an effect, whatever they decide. I don't know what they'll decide, if they decide anything. But that I don't envy them this session in the legislature because
I love it. They all talk about lowering property tax, and unless they just give us some vehicle to get tax money somewhere else, it's all coming back to the counties and the cities. It's all going to be pushed down to us. And, again, do we just, you know, give the shaft to the school districts and to everybody else, or do we hold our, you know, I just, anyway.
It goes back to there's only so much money in so big a pool, and how do you allocate it? I know there was an editorial in the Lincoln paper here about in the last week, and there was a couple things in there that we, as a state of Nebraska, don't tax that a lot of the other states do on sales tax, and I can't remember. I think pop and something else was, you know.
Yeah, some of our snack foods and vending machines and stuff. Those are big arguments. And
and
basically it was the lobby for Pepsi and Coca-Cola and those people who just put the throw it on some of the food. Right. You know, we tax food in Colorado. And, you know, I go through the grocery line out there, and I expect I'm going to pay tax when I go through.
And it's to here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, you just mentioned a word, though, that a lot of them haven't talked about, and that's the lobbyist. And that, when their session starts, and I'm sure it is already, and who will bring a lot of pressure, or which groups will, you know, because the lobbyists will have a big impact.
I think car wash is still exempt. I think when you go through your car wash, you go through and none of that money goes to pay any tax. It's not taxed. And some of the things over the years that have, anyway,
fallen through
all those arguments, but there are a lot of things I think that we do have that could be eligible to take some of that pressure off. But
It was probably our first or second year we were on the board and out in Kearney. At that time, there was a Senator Pauls. I don't remember exactly where he was from, but he had introduced legislation that would have expanded sales tax, and over the period of, I believe it was 4 to 5 years, would have fundamentally erased the need for local property tax just by expanding sales tax, which was interesting. But I don't think it ever got out of committee, never got any traction. You know, one of the things when I came back from NACO, I looked at the Beatrice Public Schools valuation based on the big long form that we get is just over $1 million or just over $1 billion. And outside of the city of Beatrice, which would basically be the rural areas, 44% of the taxable valuation for the Beatrice Public Schools comes from outside the city of Beatrice. So kind of depending on what happens up there, and you think about some of the other smaller school districts where it's significantly higher, but even in the city of Beatrice, or in the school district, District 15, 44% comes from outside the city of Beatrice, according to this document that we have from the assessor's office. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. All right. See, there's always plenty to talk about. We'll always come up with something. So.
No, I know several times, you know, when we had breakfast or other times you were eating or whatever, then you, or even out in the hall, you talk to some of the other supervisors from other counties, and the one time, it's a little bit different, but the wind farms, we sat down by a gentleman that our county's supposedly getting a good size one, you know, and then Shore from Lancaster County was our table that morning, too, so we got to talk about the wind farm that's being proposed up here and what they've heard and what we've heard, you know, or haven't heard, and it's interesting. But a lot of the discussion always up there, too, is again, is the taxes and what's gonna come out of the legislature and how does it affect us and the schools. And the schools are really, as far as property tax goes, the school, when you look at our total mill levy or whatever, on one of my, and I can't tell you, one of my properties, it was 1.68 mill levy, and the school, our school district up there, came they were 0.96 mill levy, and then another 14 for bonds. So they were 1.10 out of the 1.68 for the mill levy was a school, or almost two thirds of the mill levy. Now some of the other counties aren't affected quite that much, and it might affect a property different, or specifically a school district where they're at. But I imagine that the school district's lobbyist will be very, very active up there.
Yep.
Because it has the greatest effect on them if they do something with property tax.
Yep.
generally are. We need to keep that in mind. We do have a representative in Pat Tim on the State Board of Education, and so communicate with her and let her know. I've tried to do that, but we should continue letting her know very clearly what our interests are and how it affects us. And she knows that. She knows that. And the wind, it's interesting to look to see where all that wind power is coming from, like for LES and what have you. It's not necessarily coming out of where you would think it would come from.
The capital?
Yeah. Well, most of it stays in Washington, that wind, but anyway. Our congressman got married and didn't even tell me. So, okay. Hey.
Yeah. Which congressman did?
Anything else? Gus? Galen?
Wonderful.
I finally figured out what a shank was. It's a pencil. It's a pencil. It's not even that. It's a real pencil.
Put your shank down.
until I read the paper yesterday, I was trying to, that was one of my first questions today, was say, where do they get this stuff to make a shank, Sheriff?
They have to have. I can't control it.
Just doing crosswords, aren't they? All right, anything else for equalization? Seeing none, we will adjourn 8:42.